Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Welcome to the Faith Podcast. I'm Shabir Hassan, and in this mini podcast series, we are going to be discussing Quranic du'as and exploring one du'a from the Quran per episode. We hope you enjoy, inshallah, and benefit from this. Don't forget to check us out on social media at Faith Space UK. Check out our website, faithspace.co.uk, and remember to come as you are to faith as it is. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum and welcome back to the Faith Podcast, where we are discussing Quranic supplications. In the last episode, we covered another dua linked to knowledge and asking Allah for improvement and increase in knowledge. However, today we are moving on to an amazing dua, a beautiful dua made by an amazing individual, a great prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the dua of Yunus alayhi salam. Many of us, we know his dua, but a lot of us, we don't know his story. We don't know where he came from. We don't know the context behind it. We don't know the story behind it. And that's exactly what we are going to be discussing today. The dua itself is very famous. Many of us, like I said, know it. The dua is mentioned in Suratul Anbiya. Suratul Anbiya, you know, itself means the chapter relating to the prophets, right, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions many prophets, right? And one of the prophets that he mentions, as well as, you know, Ayyub alayhi salam and Zakariya alayhi salam and many others, he brings in a quick mention of Yunus alayhi salam, especially the dua that he made, the call that he made to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is mentioned in verse number 87 of Surah Al-Anbiya, in which he says, La ilaha illa ant subhanak inni kuntu minal zalimeen. Loosely, we could translate as, there is none worthy of worship except you, O Allah, and may you be exalted, glory be to you. And the last part, إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. There is no doubt that I am from the wrongdoers. Okay, so we will, of course, you know, discuss this dua in more detail. And, you know, just to summarize what's happened here is that Yunus alayhi salam, he's calling out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? And he is acknowledging that it's only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he can turn to right now, okay? Establishing this tawheed, establishing this oneness of God, that there's no one else that I can turn to right now, no one else that I would worship, O Allah, right? May you be exalted and may glory be to you. And then he acknowledges his wrongdoing, he acknowledges his fault, and he says that I've been from the wrongdoers, so save me from this. Where was this dua made? We know that Yunus alayhi salam, as Allah calls him in the Quran, Sahibul Hut, the companion of the whale. Yunus alayhi salam made this dua whilst he was in the belly of a whale. No one can ever claim that they have been in the belly of a whale, subhanAllah, and that they have called out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this position. It's a very unique position, and that's exactly what happened to Yunus alayhi salam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes everything that happens. And from the tafsir and from the background, we can know a bit more about Yunus alayhi salam. First and foremost, what was this thing that he's done wrong? Right? He's calling out to Allah. Clearly he's distressed, right? Clearly he's going through a real, you know, rough patch. And as Allah describes that he's in darkness right now, of course he's in the belly of a whale. What was this, you know, this error that Yunus alayhi salam made, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to educate him and wanted to teach him a lesson about? So Yunus alayhi salam, of course, like any other prophet, is sent to a group of people, is sent to his own people in his own region. And Yunus alayhi salam was sent to the people of Ninawa. So he gave them da'wah, and as was, you know, the norm with prophets, that they went with the message and they were turned away and rejected by their people. Only maybe a handful, maybe a minority of those people would accept Islam and would, you know, support the messenger in his mission. However, you know, in the case of Yunus alayhi salam, there was the same old story again. He goes to his people, he gives them da'wah, they rejected him, they abused him, they turned him away. And Yunus alayhi salam, like any other prophet, remained patient, kept on trying many, many years. And this isn't, you know, a job which is over a few days or a few weeks or a few months. This is years, right? Sometimes decades, right? Sometimes one generation would come and another generation would come thereafter, and the same response. Okay, so what would usually happen is that, you know, eventually it would get to a point where the prophet now loses hope in its people. Like, how much can I call these people and how much can I and warn them, right? There has to come a point where there's a cutoff point. And then what happens thereafter? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down his punishment like he did to the people of Nuh alayhi salam, right? Nuh alayhi salam gave da'wah to his people for decades, right? For even centuries, and they still rejected and they still turned him away. So there came a point where the punishment had to come down, the flood had to come down. And likewise, many of the other prophets, right, there was a cutoff point, and thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down his punishment for rejecting the messengers. And this is, by the way, after they've seen miracles, after they've seen clear evidences and clear proofs, and they still reject, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down his punishment. This is after the prophets have put in so much effort, years and years of toil and da'wah and calling them and softness and gentleness, but then it gets to a point where you can no longer do that. Yunus alayhi salam, same story. However, Allah makes an exception. Like in Surah Yunus, there's an entire chapter named after him. Allah says, "Illa qawma Yunus." There's an exception made for the people of Yunus out of all the other nations. What was that exception? We're going to come to that. So Yunus alayhi salam, what does he do? Right, he gives up, and it's getting to a point now where it's the very, very last final stages. Right, normally there's a grace period given at the end of about 3 days. As many scholars mentioned, that 3 days was given and that's it. After those 3 days, the punishment of Allah is going to come down. He gives his final warnings. But one thing that Yunus alayhi salam did was, instead of staying there and waiting for the commandment from Allah, Yunus alayhi salam basically left his people. He left in a state of anger, in a state of frustration. And we can't blame him for that, because he spent so long, right, having so much hope in his people, using every approach possible. And they rejected him, and they abused him, and they were vile towards him, right? He tried everything and it didn't work. And then obviously, you know, when you find out that your people are going to be punished, you're going to be upset. But what one thing that Yunus alayhi salam did is he left, right? He left, he was angry, and he just left that village and he went on his own way. Now, what happened when he went on his own way is that, you know, he jumped onto a boat, and the boat was sailing in the middle of the sea. And then what happens is, you know, there's now a chance that this boat is going to sink. So, you know, there's a few people on that boat, and they decide that Yunus alayhi salam has to be the one that gets off to lighten the load to ensure that it doesn't now capsize and sink. Yunus alayhi salam ends up in the middle of the sea, right? He jumps in, and what happens? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends a whale his way, right? And we know how huge whales are. If you've seen pictures and images or video clips of whales, huge creatures, subhanallah. Right, amazing. And this huge whale comes, right? And this was a means of educating Yunus alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, wanted to teach him that, Yunus, you should have just been a bit more patient. You were right there. You should have just been a bit more patient and just waited for my command to come down. You should have just stuck with your people, okay? But you left, right? And Allah describes how Yunus alayhi salam left, right? إِذْ ذَهَبَ مُغَاضِبًا. He left in a state of anger, right? So he was now being taught a lesson. So this whale comes, and obviously this whale is under the command of Allah, and this whale has been commanded by Allah. Don't obviously digest Yusuf. Yunus. Don't digest Yunus alayhi salam. You know, don't swallow him. He's not your rizq. He's not your provision. He's not your food to eat. Right. So don't hurt him in any way. Right. Don't don't even touch him in any way. Just allow your belly, the belly of the whale, to literally be a prison for him. Let him be there for some time. Let him reflect over what he's done. And that's it. And there's no other purpose for him being in the belly of the whale. Okay? So this whale swallows him. And Yunus alayhi salam is in the belly of a whale, subhanAllah. Like we said, a very, very unique situation. And he's in the belly of this whale. And some scholars of tafsir, by the way, mention he's there for up to 40 days. Right? 40 days he's there in the belly of this whale. And subhanAllah, then, you know, obviously he spends a lot of time reflecting, right? There were points where he thought that he was dead, right? There was points that he obviously thought he was not going to survive. He was not going to get out of this situation. And subhanAllah, many a times in our lives, there are many times where we feel like we're not going to get out of the situation. But when we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah finds a way out for us in ways that we never expected. Yunus alayhi salam decided to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He decided to literally prostrate. He fell into sujood in the belly of a whale. And this is something that no one has ever done. No one has ever performed sajda and prostrated to Allah in the belly of a whale. Yunus alayhi salam, he has this, right? So he performs sajda, he prostrates, he humbles himself. And then Allah describes in this verse, in verse 87, فَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ that Yunus alayhi salam, he calls out to Allah in the darkness. And Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he explains how the darkness is the darkness of the belly of the whale, in the darkness of the sea, the ocean, in the darkness of the night. SubhanAllah, how much darkness was, you know, present here. So Yunus alayhi salam, he calls out to Allah, he says, La ilaha illa ant, subhanak inni kuntu min al-zalimeen, that there is none worthy of worship except you, O Allah, and glory be to you, I am indeed from those who have done wrong. Right, he admits his faults, he turns to Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what does Allah do? Does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala respond to him? Of course Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to him, okay? And Allah responds, فَاسْتَجَبَنَا لَهُ, Allah says that we responded to him. وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِّ, we saved him, we rescued him from this plight, from this moment of difficulty. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saves him, Allah rescues him. The whale, you know, spits him out, and he, you know, ends up, you know, on the land. And Yunus alayhi salam, obviously he's quite sick, right? You know, imagine being in the belly of a whale for that long. He's quite sick and he's quite ill, and he has to come back to his senses. He has to get back up, and it takes him some time. But he finally does so, and he realizes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has saved him. This was the power of this dua. The power of this dua, let me tell you even further, that is mentioned in narrations, it's mentioned in different hadiths, that when Yunus alayhi salam made this dua, it reached the heavens, it shook the arsh, the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the angels, they heard this dua. They heard this dua and they went to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and guess what they say? And there's many lessons that we can take from this narration. The angels say that, Ya Allah, we have heard a distressed voice, yet a familiar voice, that is calling from a very unfamiliar and strange location. Meaning that the familiar voice, Yunus alayhi salam, and the unfamiliar location or the strange location is the belly of a whale in the middle of the ocean. No one's ever made dua to Allah from this position or location. They say, who is this? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that is my servant Yunus. And then the angels, they say to Allah, are you not going to have mercy on him? Are we going to respond? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, yes, of course. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds and rescues him and saves him from this very difficult situation, from the darkness that he was surrounded by. One lesson that we can take from this, by the way, is the importance of calling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in times of ease, at all times, not just waiting for the time of distress, not just waiting for a moment of difficulty. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as relayed to him by the angels, of course Allah was aware of this, but the angel said that we have heard a familiar voice coming from an unfamiliar place. Familiar voice meaning that Yunus alayhi salam, this wasn't the first time he called out to Allah. In fact, Yunus alayhi salam, you know, generally speaking, he used to always call to Allah. He used to always make dua to Allah. He used to always remember Allah. So now at this very difficult period in his life, at this very difficult moment, in this moment of darkness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recognized his voice. Why? Because he always used to call out to Allah. He didn't just wait for this moment. And this ties in again with the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that once he was giving some advice to the great companion, Ibn Abbas, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, and he gives him advice, and one of the pieces of advice that the Prophet gives him is ta'arraf ila Allahi fi ar-raha ya'rifka fi ash-shiddah, or kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam, that, you know, call out to Allah and familiarize yourself with Allah in times of ease, so Allah will be familiar with you in times of difficulty and hardship. Right? Many of us, we wait for difficulty to arrive, we wait for a calamity to strike, and then we go running to Allah, then we start making dua, then we start praying. This isn't the approach of a believer. What does a believer do? A believer remembers Allah in times of ease and prosperity, right? A believer remembers Allah all the time, so that, in fact, when a moment of difficulty arrives, he or she will turn to Allah probably even more, and there's nothing wrong with that, and Allah will recognize their voice. But imagine, you know, you call out to Allah only when difficulty comes. Allah's, you know, the angels will say, we don't recognize this voice. We don't recognize this voice. This voice has never called out to Allah before. And now all of a sudden we're hearing this voice. There's less likelihood, less chance of that dua reaching Allah. But Yunus alayhi salam, his dua was so powerful, subhanAllah. He, you know, from such an unfamiliar place in the belly of a whale, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rescues him. And one question that we might have is, well, this is Yunus. And Yunus alayhi salam made this dua, right? And that's why Allah accepted his dua, because he's Yunus, he's a great messenger of God, and maybe our du'as aren't going to be accepted in this manner. But guess what? Let me give you some hope. Allah gives us all hope in the following verse of Surah Al-Anbiya, where he says that, yes, we responded to him and we rescued him from his difficulty. And then Allah says, وَكَذَٰلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And it's in this manner, right? Likewise, we rescue all believers, subhanAllah. All believers, we rescue them in this similar manner. But what's the conditions? There's of course conditions to this, right? That we call out to Allah. We have the same sincerity as Yunus alayhi salam. We admit our faults, right? That we acknowledge that Allah is the only one that we can turn to. And that we remember Allah in times of ease so that He can remember us in times of difficulty and hardship. These are the conditions. And Allah says, I will also respond to you. So subhanAllah, this amazing, amazing dua, right? Next time you say this dua, and of course we should memorize it and constantly recite this dua. Next time you say it, think about what Yunus alayhi salam was going through. Think about the darkness that you're in compared to the darkness that he was in, right? He was in darkness, such darkness that none of us will ever experience. So if he could be rescued from his plight by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we most definitely can be as well. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to ease our difficulties and pains, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to rescue us just like he rescued his servant Yunus alayhi salam. Inshallah, we will be back with another episode covering another dua on this podcast. Until then, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.